Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Hello and welcome to Paranormal Talk Radio. We're here on location at the shops at the finish line. This is Kevin.
This is Nicole.
Okay.
This is
Bobby.
This is Rich.
This is Peter.
I'm Diane.
That's me.
Babe.
We have an all-out round table tonight as we come to you live from the shops at the finish line in downtown Utica, New York. I had the Jim Brock for dinner.
I had that too. It was amazing.
Yes, it was.
I had a Comet burger.
Me too. Comet burger's awesome.
I'm sure you guys are going to have to speak up just a tad because you can't hear you.
All right. Well, we'll try and do our best then.
So basically just scream.
Wow, I heard that out of here when he did that.
Scream!
So we have some events coming up soon. We have the... Rucker Mansions, also in Utica, New York, on August 20th. Tickets are $40. All funds received will go to the benefit of the Landmark Society of Greater Utica. There's two houses. We're going to tour them both. We're going to scare the hell out of you. We're going to give you food. Then we're going to make you poop that food out. Then we have the historic Knox Mansion up there in Knoxtown. Near Gloversville. It's the home of gelatin. If you hate Jell-O, you won't hate the mansion. It's more scarier. That's probably not a word.
That event's going to be August 13th.
Saturday, August 13th. The price is $50. She puts on a food buffet that you cannot believe. Last year, she had this glob of Jell-O. It looked like a brain. And then there were all little army plastic figures that were being consumed by the blob. The headstone cupcakes that all said R.I.P. That's us, Rome investigators of the paranoia.
What event do we have going on every Friday?
Wait, we got something else, don't we?
Lamplight tours are going on every Friday.
Yeah, but nobody goes to the lamplight tours. What's the other thing we got going on?
Corbeau.
Yeah.
Well, they all go to the lamplight tours, but they go for Pokemon.
Basically, the Lamplight Tours are a history tour of Rome, New York. We are the original, but I prefer, if you want, just go to the bicycle one or any of the other 400 ones that the city's copied that are crappy. But if you want the good one, go to lamplighttours.com. There are also Pokemon along the way.
That's right.
Along with history. But there aren't any bathrooms.
No. Don't use a colonial.
No, I almost ran for Tony's on the boulevard on Friday because
pizza wasn't agreeing with you?
Well, you know what it was? I cursed myself. We're like halfway through. I made a comment about having to go to the bathroom, and then it's all I started thinking about. And then it's like, there's nowhere to go. And it's like, do I go with the Ford on the Ford? Do I hold it?
See, look, people are leaving.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
Scared everyone here out of the shops.
Oh my God, Larry just appeared out of nowhere.
So paranormal.
As you can tell, I don't actually have any topics other than... Have you people been following... Everybody shaking their head, I didn't even say anything.
No.
I wanted to put my 2 cents and 34 cent piece in about Ghostbusters, the remake. Moving on, Star Trek was phenomenal. Star Trek, not track.
The previews of Justice League look pretty good. And they're making another King Kong movie.
Really?
Yeah, but this King Kong is really, really big. I mean, like, he's like 10 times taller than the last King Kong. So,
I heard Justice League. Are we not
going
to
talk about that?
So we're talking about Justice League. Go ahead.
I'm so excited about Justice League. I squealed like a little kid and a little girl mixed into one. A little girl kid. A little girl.
A girl kid?
A girl kid. I'm so excited about this movie.
You're not excited about Wonder Woman?
I'm really excited about that too. Everything. First off, can we just discuss how DC Comics Suicide Squad. DC Comics won Comic Con. Period. They had. I can't even talk.
You're not in the studio, Larry has a wetness on the front of his pants.
There, indeed. And it's a little sticky. I'm so excited about this movie. From the second that Justice League trailer starts, I have no words. It's something I've been looking forward to since I was little, and I'm so excited about this movie. The Flash! What?
Yeah, but you know what? Why is there no Green Arrow, Green Lantern?
Don't worry about that. We'll get into it.
So, wait. Maeve and I are the only ones that like the new Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I guess so.
You liked the new Ghostbusters?
Okay, it wasn't over the top. It was alright.
I didn't see it, so I shouldn't really pass
judgment
on it.
But
they gave me a Ghostbusters poster. I can't
remember. The only thing that we have to say is Rurig.
See, now you've upset Larry.
I literally left.
Now he feels like Aquaman.
He ran to get some words to say. We'll be right back. Yeah, they made on the Justice League Comic Con trailer, they made Aquaman a badass.
Did he go in the woman's room?
He was in little short blonde hair, you know, like they did in Family Guy, when the guy was beating the girl up on the beach, and Aquaman comes and goes, "Hey, you, stop that! Stop it, I'm telling you right now, stop it!" He goes, "What are you going to do, man? I will get fish after you." He goes, "I'm on land, man. There's something you can do." But this time they made him like really, the guy from Games of Thrones. Made him really badass. He's like, puts Batman up against the wall. And yeah, they had to do something. I mean,
right.
God, I mean, like Raj on Big Bang Theory.
I was thinking that.
I don't want to be Aquaman. Aquaman sucks. Remember he had the little horse?
Seahorse.
Come on, that was the best costume ever. And that's why Aquaman sucks. They had to do something with Aquaman to make him look cool or just get rid of him. Actually, they should put the Green Lantern in and get rid of Aquaman altogether. But that's another point.
Back in time, did anybody like Ant-Man?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of goofy, you know what I mean? It was still very, like, you know, like little ants calling them by names and stuff. It was just... But when I saw Ant-Man in the Captain America Civil War movie, I don't know, but... Anyways.
Larry, did you like Ant-Man?
I do. I think Paul Rudd's great as Ant-Man.
I like Paul Rudd.
And I like Marvel. I grew up DC. But regardless, you can like both. I'm not going to get into the fights, but, you know. You can like both. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you like comics, that's what's important.
There's going to be a fist fight going on here soon.
No, there's not. You can
tension.
You can like both. You can get some bits.
I agree.
Possible.
Okay. Okay, now we got past that. We're all good with the comic book thing.
Okay, see you later.
We'll go back to the subject matter at hand, and that's the paranormal. That's what we're here for today. At least you guys told me you were into the paranormal.
Yeah,
we're
kind of.
BS
good.
And me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, we like Ghostbusters.
Okay, yeah. You like Ghostbusters? Right. So that qualifies you.
Dan Aykroyd's cameo made the movie.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Actually, Thor made the movie. You removed Thor.
I don't think I've ever seen
one. But again, to each your own, everybody likes what they like.
Thor is in the movie.
You gotta go see The Conjuring, too.
That was good.
We just watched Conjuring again last night, and I really want to watch Conjuring 2 now.
Conjuring 2 is, like, twice as scary. But it's twice as Hollywood. After everyone sees it, and the topic blows a little bit, I'll fill you guys in on some stuff that I heard about the movie. Some of the dead-on points and some of the stuff that's like, yeah, it never really happened. And how they tweak the story a little bit differently to fit what they were doing. So, but they're going to be doing a third Conjuring, I heard.
Really?
Yes. And the Warrens did a werewolf case one time. And it would be cool if they made that the third Conjuring.
That would be interesting.
And I think the same guy that made those made Annabelle, right? There was a movie called Annabelle.
Yeah. And it was about the one that was in The Conjuring. Even though the one that's in The Conjuring isn't the real Annabelle.
Yeah. Right.
That's
one thing about Hollywood that I didn't like. It's how they changed the Annabelle doll to a scary looking antique doll. The real Annabelle with the raggedy Annabelle.
Yeah, that's a problem in Hollywood. They have to basically go for the ratings. And but sometimes I wonder if they make changes and they have like a, what do they call those groups? Vocal group?
Focus groups.
And they're like, yeah, make it scarier. So they just go do it. But sometimes leaving the stuff the way it is maybe would have been our idea. I've watched The Conjuring twice, and I didn't see this the first time, but I saw it the second time, is when the Warrens were doing their lecture, and they pan the audience, you see Lorraine sitting in the front row?
Yes.
She's like, wide-eyed and pushed down.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
Yeah. Did you know that the Warrens used to charge for investigations? Because I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is all they did. I'm like, how are they, like, raising their kid, paying their bills, buying their gear? Because it was a different time back then, and apparently that's what they used to do. They used to make money on the lectures when they started the lecture, but they used to charge for investigations. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, sometimes they were there for weeks on end. So, I mean, charging, I'm not sure. I don't really have a moral dilemma with that. But I think now with there's so many paranormal groups and everything is so different than it is now that I have a moral dilemma with charging people to help them. So there is a guy in Long Island that reached out to us and sent us an email saying, I will clear a house for you and guarantee it for 3 years. And he gave me his fee structure. And I'm like, I'm not going to pass this along to anybody. What guarantee is that you cleared it?
How do you guarantee something?
Yeah, how do you do that? It's like, how?
It's kind of like, probably, the way I would think about it is a warranty policy. Well, they came back, all right, I'll come back and I'll clear it again.
Well, it's a lifetime warranty, just like on furniture. A lifetime warranty does not mean my lifetime, Kevin, or your lifetime. It means the lifetime of the couch, which is 5 years. So 10 years from now, you get a hold of it. Oh, I want to warranty this. Oh, it's past the lifetime warranty. Oh, what the hell are you talking about? I'm still alive.
That's with the warranty.
Yes, exactly. Warranties are a precious thing. Pete's snacking on a cupcake and looking at porn. So, always look at Tim Moyer. Now Pete's wearing the cupcake as he's looking at porn.
Pete, you need a napkin.
No. No.
He's a shot back.
So that was our unofficial commercial break.
Yes.
Shops at the finish line.
We had a little technical difficulty. Somebody tripped over our wireless cord.
Our wireless cord? That's kind of almost like an oxymoron.
Our internet cord.
There you go.
Ethernet cable cord. Correct.
So we're talking how much better Marvel is in DC. Disconnected. So now we are back. So Larry, do you want to chime in on that?
I don't think you can have your pick. Everyone's entitled to their own.
I'm kidding, Larry. You know I'm a huge Batman fan.
I know.
Weren't we talking about Tim Moyer porn?
Yeah,
we're
looking
at
that. Can I say Tim's really gonna stop posting pictures of that because Photoshop's available to everyone, and all you need is a Photoshop and a picture of a D, and then you can just put that right in there. Every single one of them. Keep going. Click on his thing. You could just Photoshop anything in there for him.
He likes doing the To Photoshop a big penis in there.
Wow. I think
can we say penis on the show? Penis. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I see it.
Oh, okay.
We'll know if we get cut off again.
Yeah, we get cut off again. There's no old ladies walking around, is there?
It's all right. Larry will come along with the big D if we do.
The big D?
Don't you worry about the big D. I got plenty to spread around.
Oh, good.
Especially in D.C.
So Bobby tells me that she wants to go to Amityville. So...
It's a horror.
So she wants to check it out, and Nicole's gonna go with her.
I might.
Oh, now
he's got a.
I might. If you go, I go. Yes, I will go. I will commit.
That one.
I read that all the people who looked at there after the other ones have said there's nothing going on there at all. That's the 100%.
We were just talking about that because they won't say that there's any activity, but my question is, it seems like to get sold a lot.
Yeah.
And the last purchase price was $1 million and it's now selling for $850,000.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder why it's turning
right.
so much then.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a huge investment. Maybe
yeah.
not for that area, but for most people.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
So you're gonna buy that?
If I hit $800,000, I would, and then I would turn it into bed and breakfast. And I'll see if it comes.
That might be a money maker.
I think if I had $800,000, I'd probably find something else to do with it that would buy Amityville. But you know, maybe open up a haunted museum. That's not been done yet.
Oh yeah.
John
Dack
is opening up a haunted museum at Amityville.
Oh, witchy. He's looking for a place to put his museum. You gotta admire his dedication to what he's doing. I mean, he's very single-minded to make this museum and find a place for it. He's been traveling throughout the New England area looking for that special spot, having meetings, and so, I mean, he's so dedicated and saving money for it and everything. So, I mean, I wish I was that good with one specific subject.
I guess
my
question with that is, if you take all of these items that may or may not haunted, or however you want to word that, in one place, how do you protect people that go into that place from the item over there?
Well, it's my understanding that you capture the energy of each device or each item individually. So, now, I think the current museum he has, I think it's kind of like almost like bulletproof, where there's like crosses or crystals in the foundation and in the walls and stuff like that. There's some mojo going on in that building. That wasn't just a bunch of guys framing up 2x4s and, what are you making in here? A garage? No, on a museum. Oh, okay. I mean, they put some stuff in there. And then he probably has, I know he's got crucifixes hanging all throughout it. But
because
I don't know.
I feel like that protects me because yeah. I believe in that, but what a spirit that he's trying to doesn't would it still affect
I don't
him?
Think I don't know if it has it makes a
maybe
difference if you can believe.
You know, maybe it's just the intent body, like that positive intent, like this is a protection.
Right.
And
right.
that's that.
Yeah.
You know? Whether it's a crucifix
but
or
it's like
a star dated or
positive intent
and
how strong is the entity or spirit. You know, I'm just curious how that
like Ghostbusters 2 with the statue of Liberty.
You really want to go back to this Ghostbusters thing, I can tell.
Well, I know he uses binding spells.
Wow.
So if you believe in spells and witchcraft and stuff, you know, he's using them somehow. I mean, whatever the intent of the spell is, it's stronger than the intent of the energy
right.
of the object. That's all you have to do to contain it, I believe. I mean, he's taken some of these things with him. I mean, I was at a convention where he did a presentation. He has some of the objects with him that were pretty infamous as far as being, you know, haunted. He had them with him. They're just objects. But he had them in, like, cases, glass cases. And I'm not saying the glass cases doing anything other than protecting it from being touched, but
like you said,
flip it upside down, there might be something on the underneath it.
To be bound to that area.
Yeah.
And maybe they have to stay within that.
Yeah. Yeah, so even John Zappas there, the paranormal investigator, devout Roman Catholic, is in the realm of a little witchcraft, it sounds. So, what's good witch?
Right.
Good witch stuff. The white witch from
that. Seems to be working. Wow.
Yeah, some of that stuff he's got in there has got some really bad mojo. I've been in it. I walked around. Seems just like a museum to me. You walk around, look at stuff. I took some photos. I didn't feel anything. Nothing that basically reached out to me. And said,
does he have notes next to, like, different
not that I saw.
Museum saying, like,
what
this
is.
Was from
yeah,
this place
yeah.
and it was this was what was going on.
I didn't notice that, Larry. I mean, I think he basically has it all up here. He can tell you each story, each item.
So he does a guided tour, kind of.
I think he does. I think the object is that he wants to open up this museum so he can do tours. Right now the museum is attached to his house. So he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to open to the public because they have to come to his house and everything else. So I understand that. That's why he wants to move it out. I'm sure he can make a great man cave out of that room and move everything out of it. Put a pool table, a bar in, Pokemon video game system, you know. So he's looking at, he was actually looking for farms and old homes up here too as well. This is got the property value so much different here compared to there. He's like, hey, I pay $550,000 for this little place. I'm like, $550,000, you could buy half of Deansboro for $550,000. I mean, this is a difference in the cost of living, retail sales, or excuse me, real estate sales. But so he's looking for one. That's his intent, and he wants to do classes out of there and stuff like that. So I think that's his retirement plan. That's the direction he's going. We'll see. It's kind of a weird hobby. What do you do, man? Oh, man, I collect comic books. What do you do? I collect haunted items. I have a museum. Collect. So.
The following's probably the same. So.
Could you imagine if somebody got in there and figured out how to release all those spells? What place would be like on Ghostbusters?
That's the next Ghostbusters.
That place would go crazy, man. There'd be stuff flying off the shelves and ghouls dancing and witches flying around the room. It'll be just all total chaos. Total chaos. Yep. Why, do you have something you'd like to give John's answer to put into his?
Living together.
I know, actually, when my in-laws had passed away, we were cleaning out their house. There was a little girl that had lived there before, like a physical little girl, our niece, and she had left. They moved all their things out and found this little book, and I could have swore I kept seeing the little girl there, and I think this is just theorizing that she's connected to this book. So, wherever the book is, she's going to follow. So we took the book home, that idea. So we're going to bring the book back. That's what I decided.
Well, if you come across any haunted Xboxes or haunted flat screen TVs or...
I've always wanted a Rolex.
Yeah,
yes.
Bottle of Grey Goose or something, we'll send that right over.
Yeah, I'm interested in taking it off your hands.
All right.
Spell be gone. I'm good with that. So, what else?
October 1st?
The easiest way for John Zappas is just to collect a haunted house.
Yeah, have the haunted house, the museum.
Exactly.
Good idea.
That's a great idea.
You heard it here first on Paranormal Investigator Radio. Trademark 2016. Copyright Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. Inc.
Ink.
No, no, we're not Ink. We're Link. Lick.
We're inked.
October 1st.
The long and short is don't steal our idea.
Unless you're the city of Rome, then go for it, because you can't come up with anything original. So.
Oh, yeah, the city of Rome is wonderful people.
Don't mind me, I have a... October 1st is now National Paranormal Day.
Ooh. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Why October 1st?
I don't know. You would think 31st. That makes no sense. Why is Christmas on December 25th?
I don't know.
Jesus was born on September 11th. Yes, September 11th. Think about that.
They wanted to
put
it around the same time as the summer solstice to give the Christians a holiday while the pagans were celebrating.
Damn pagans. They ruined for everybody.
If the Immaculate Conception of Mary was the first week of December, she gave birth 3 weeks later. Think about that.
Maybe it was something in the diet, or, you know, that bread and hummus and...
Well, there was that movie with that guy, that big guy. He was governor of Minnesota. What's his name? He was a wrestler there, the SEAL.
Oh, Jesse...
Jesse Ventura. The movie was Abraxas, where he was, like, birthed in 3 or 4 days after impregnated into a woman. Abraxas! Savior of the universe.
What kind of television shows do you watch?
B movies, baby. B. Well, they're probably more like C and D.
Does Jesse Ventura have a Nina Shaka conspiracy show?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a book.
I have
the book.
And a book. The book is pretty good.
It is.
It provoked a thought. Cool.
Of course, I'm trying to find a story. There's never anything on with the paranormal on Tuesday night of a radio show. Any other night, Facebook's loaded with garbage.
What about the Stephen Hawking thing that came out, I saw recently, about how he said there is alien life out there, but do not contact them. See that? Do not make contact.
They're hostile.
Yeah. He said that they will enslave us.
See, that's... all right. No.
Here we go.
No. No. The thing is, he wants to be Mr. I'm the smartest person in the universe. So if there's an alien, he's not the smartest person in the universe anymore. So he's got his own little campaign going on to tell you, don't talk to them. They're bad people. How do we know they're bad people? Maybe they got a cure for everything.
Right.
Maybe they have a chocolate cake that has no calories and tastes great. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care for his train of thought on the paranormal. He's, I'm more in line with the Catholic philosophy. They asked the astronomer of the Catholic Church, what would happen if a UFO landed in St. Peter's Square? And without skipping a heartbeat, the astronomer said, well, we'd have to go baptize him before the Mormons get to him. Two different trains of thought, science, religion.
Last thing I read about Stephen Hawking and the paranormal was that he doesn't know. That was that. You know, he doesn't know. It's completely possible, I thought he said.
It is, didn't you see Independence Day?
Well, I mean, like, after Stephen Hawking's going to come to the paranormal. Ghosts and things like that, not aliens.
So what do you think about this? I think the British have been trying to tell us for over 50 years about alien life forms through Doctor Who. Think about that. That's the longest running television show in the world is Doctor Who. And I believe they've been putting it out there, letting us know secretly.
Like the lizard people episode. I mean, that was clearly imperialism.
Well, you know, not a garbage can with wheels with a toilet plunger on it that has a death ray on it.
But, yeah, I hear.
Dissemination. I think they do that every so often. Like, all of a sudden, you know, summer movies are dictated as alien year, so everything's alien. This year, it's Harley Quinn and her Band of Merry Suiciders.
If that's a kid, that's actually...
Is Jared Leto
extremely boring?
Is Jared Leto in there?
He doesn't
like yes. But you know what, Pete? Every year is shark year.
Shark,
that's right.
That's right. Every year. Shark.
I do want to see Sharknado 1 through 24. John Zaffis got a new book coming out called Demon Haunted with Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
The hell kind of photo is that?
I don't know. What is he wearing? He's actually wearing a suit.
New tie. It must be photoshopped on him.
He almost looks demonic in that picture.
He's angry because he took his sweater and made him wear that.
He looks constipated and yet has Forrest Whitaker eye at the same time. That's horrible. I'm going to get sued for that one.
You put on a Sunday best for that picture. Look at that thing.
That don't even look like him.
Where's Rosemary Ellen Guiley? I don't even see her in the photo.
She's not one of these, right?
I don't
think
she's
ever in the
photo. Sure.
They do write a good book together, though.
They do.
She is a good writer. She actually looks like Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I'm not touching that with any kind of pole. Any kind of pole.
But
yeah, I can't find anything.
Donald Trump, so.
Has anybody seen The Ghosts of Shepherdstown yet?
No. Have you?
The Civil War haunting one? Thing?
No.
Is it?
Yes,
I'm going to watch.
No good?
Yeah,
so they didn't find anything.
Sit down to a home or a supposed ritual, and it was her curse on the town. They tried to go to the river's edge and put some little sacrificial thing in the water and make everything all right. Sad.
Oh, we can't read that one. So do you think there's going to be an influx of paranormal television now that the successful Ghostbusters franchise has been re-energized? Well, they did good. They only fell off 65% since their opening week.
What's that world's largest ghost hunt? What is that?
October 1st, National Ghost Hunting Day, starts with an epic bang. I don't know. If it turns to porn, I'm in trouble here.
www.largestghosthunt.com. Have to check it out.
What do you click on that thing, a hashtagging thing?
No, because it's October 1st, which is Paranormal Day. Unless we do the world's largest ghost hunt here at the shops.
Yeah.
4,000 people in the shops.
Ready for that?
With audio recorders and spirit boxes.
Oh, could you imagine even more than 20 spirit boxes?
And make sure the air conditioner's turned off.
October 1st, shops at the finish line, in a spit-swapping good time. The world's largest paranormal investigation ever in the city of Utica. We're not talking Walmart on Thursday night. We're talking the real deal.
Spit-swapping?
Yeah, almost said something else. Be thankful, spit-swapping.
I think you're spitting on the screen. There's a big
I did. Is
thing that
fantastic?
Drops on there.
It's a hockey
it's
movie.
Not condensation.
Yeah. I was trying to make fun of John Cena, but that didn't work out too well. We have to integrate that into our new presentation.
John Cena?
Yes.
Be part of that. Where'd Larry go?
I don't know. I mentioned Harley Quinn. He's in the bathroom again. I don't know.
What's that? He does have a tendency to run upstairs with equipment. While we're doing the show, try to come. What's that? Black Panthers?
Yeah, they're recruiting the Klan apparently in Syracuse. You see, I can't find anything paranormal.
You guys are all checking your phones.
I'm looking. I had a couple things. The one thing that I had with Stephen Hawking, there was something with NASA. Something happened within the last week or so. Again, with them cutting off the stream. I don't remember what it was. Then they proved something that it wasn't a UFO or something. But I guess that happens every other week. You know, they're always cutting the live stream and then saying it's not a UFO.
Since Nicole brought us there, we're going to talk about NASA. Let's bring in this year's election. Now, it's been known that there's two groups of aliens out there that are actively involved in U.S. politics. The Reptilian Overlord Greys and the Blues from the Beta Reticula. I just made that up. No, but there are conspiracy theories that the Greys and the Reptilians are actually the ones behind most of the political turmoil around the world. Moving the world into their agenda, their sort of. And it's kind of scary because if you look at this weird election that we're in, you can see it almost looks like two separate factions are literally fighting for. But that's where I'm going to just end.
Okay, so which one is Trump? Is he the reptile? Or the
he is. He does tan, right?
He's
so.
He's orange.
Well, oranges would be a different one now. I forgot what reticula those come from. It's always the reticulans.
The testiculans.
Oh my
testiculans.
God, what was that on? Where's there? The Balchinians from Family Guy. Do you remember them? He's quick with his wit. Well, the Betty and Barney over there, Hill, in New Hampshire, when they were abducted, they were the ones that drew the map of Beta Reticula. Those were apparently the group of aliens that abducted them. Their event is coming up. Kathy asked me if I wanted
to
go to that.
They were abducted, but they had
New
time
Hampshire.
To draw a map.
When they came back, they threw them under that thing with the watch. Like this. Then you remember things when people touched you when you were a kid, and you remember all
hypnosis?
That stuff. Yeah, and stenosis.
Steganosis.
Look, I'm going on two cupcakes. I have no idea what's going to come out next. So.
Is that EpiPen thing, wherever it is there, your diabetes available just in case? It's stabbing the heart or something with it?
Yes, you got to do it in a stabbing motion three times.
Where's the thumper? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to bring us all the way back to Ghostbusters. But only because I just actually read an article, and it actually could involve paranormal moving forward. A lot of the equipment that they used in the new Ghostbusters movie was actually like
researched by MIT. And that's why you see MIT throughout the movie. All the writings on the chalkboard and all the calculations and all that were verified by MIT before they filmed it. And including the new proton pack was researched by MIT and said, if it was going to work, this is what it would look like. So are we moving more in a direction where we could actually capture a ghost?
Well, wasn't that group of investigators there? That I've never watched them, but didn't they build the trap or something to capture?
Yeah, I don't think it worked.
They didn't catch anything, but yeah. It was basically just a huge EM pump.
What they were trying to build was like a capacitor and take the energy and store it in the capacitor.
And then release it elsewhere.
And then keep it there until they could find a way to release it. It was funny because these boys are damn from down south, God-fearing Christian boys, but yet they were like scientists, you know, reading engineering schematics and designing this capacitor. I'm like, where did this come from? I mean, these guys are all, we met them at Scarecon. Thank the Lord above for everything we've given to us. And then the next thing you know, they're basically going through detailed schematics to build a capacitor. You know, electrical engineering 104, and they're doing it. Type of engineering you probably wouldn't pick up at like a community college, but stuff that you would like learn in an engineering school. But hey, you know, interesting. I don't know if that's even on TV anymore. See, I don't even watch Destination America. I don't even know what channel Destination America is. But it's got a history now of taking over the shows like Haunted Collector, and now that Ghost Hunters is actually ending on Sci-Fi. I'm wondering if Destination America will take it, because Jason Haas said we're just leaving Sci-Fi Channel. The show is ending on Sci-Fi Channel. He's not saying this is the end of Ghost Hunters, it's over with. He's just saying it's over on Sci-Fi Channel. So maybe they're making a play with Destination America.
Did they just pick up a new show with Andrew Mooney and what's his name there?
Yeah.
Their buddy Adam?
They're going to overdo the paranormal shows, and then some are going to end up getting canceled.
Think they pick up Amy and Adam, then also pick up Ghost Hunters too.
But think about it. Think how cheap it is to make a reality show, a paranormal reality show.
It really is.
Think how inexpensive it is. I mean, like, Real World, you had to have like 18 people. You had to pay for their place to live there and then everything else, get them jobs. Here you show up at some place and essentially you ghost hunt, stay at a local hotel. And the technology is pretty much all the equipment's all pretty much donated from you, or you get sponsors and stuff. So essentially, it really doesn't cost them anything to do these shows. It's a very inexpensive show, paranormal reality show. You only need a couple people to do it, and then a couple cameramen, a couple sound guys, and some editors and production crew. So
we are available. If anybody's listening, we are available. 315-941-1795. I'm Pete. Give me a call. I'm also on IMBD. It's Peter Leonard.
We also have filming and editing experience.
I will kill somebody if you want. I will physically kill someone. No.
We will kill them and then see if we can actually capture them.
And then if not, then we'll bring them back. We have the technology. Worked for Frankenstein.
Didn't work for the Constantines.
But I will tell you about Ghostbusters. Spoiler alert! I did not like the one scene where she specifically pointed at the television and said, "These people make us look stupid," and then proceeded to make us look stupid in the next 5 minutes of her ranting. That I didn't like.
Oh, is that
if you know the scene I'm talking about? Where
she put down the ghost thing.
Yeah. The Ghost Jumpers or something was the TV show.
Yeah,
Ghost Again, Spacers should have been a show. Ever see Ghost Spacers?
Yes.
That should have been a show. That would have been awesome. I thought they were actually talking about doing one, too.
Ghost Spacers.
How about Ghost Rape? What is it? Ghost Blade Runner. Blade
Runner
Ghost
Rapist.
That's what I thought.
Ghost Runner. Rich is Harrison Ford and Ghost Runner.
You don't want to see me run, man. There's, I cannot outrun a ghost. I'll tell you that right now. That'd be a very short show. Got him! And it's yours.
I want to see Amish Ghost Runner.
Is that a show?
No,
I don't know, but
it could be.
What are you doing on the Rumspringer? I'm catching the
show,
ghost English.
I want to see a show where they take plumbers. You know, turn them into ghost hunters. That'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what would be cool? If DC superheroes could catch ghosts.
Nah, Marvel would be better at it. So.
That's what we have John Constantine for.
There's
hello.
And so they have Doctor Strange. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
I thought Kenny Reeves was the better. John Constantine. Than the new guy.
Godfather Ghost Hunters. That would be great.
That wasn't really a good movie. Constantine? I thought that was a good movie.
I know Kung Fu. He was better. I thought he was a better Constantine than the one blonde guy that they have now. That was on CW. Arrow.
I liked both of them. I like Keanu Reeves' Constantine.
I thought that was a good movie.
Take on Constantine. I don't mind it.
I'm not a fan of Keanu. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm not a big fan.
But then you see Saturday Night Live, they did the feud, and they had Will Ferrell. Then he had,
yeah,
Keanu Reeves, I know Kung Fu. Like, the second time, no you don't.
Did you mention Ghostafia? We actually wrote the plot to that, Ghostafia.
Oh, that's right.
A couple two-tree paranormal investigators go looking for some freaking ghosts. And... You just touch me. Oh, where you at? I'll knock you out. Come on.
That would be a show.
That was based on, I forgot what reality TV show it was, but it was the two overweight gentlemen that were in a car driving around with submarines. I think they were car salesmen.
There was a show out a while ago called Paranormal Cops. I don't know if anybody remembers that one. Paranormal Cops. Use guys, this is what we's gonna do.
They stole our concept?
Isn't her show now called Ghost Bros?
Ghost Brothers. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've seen it on TV.
They're apparently legit. I've seen an episode.
My buddy Chris Moon said he loves that show. He says, those are awesome.
Probably a change from what
we
normally are used to seeing. Yeah.
It opens in a barber shop. That's where they set their case. I'm dead serious. The one I watched was in a barber shop. And then the three brothers get together and they drove out to, I think it was the Myrtle Plantation. And the rest you just have to experience for yourself.
I want to say something so bad.
The Myrtle Plantation episode of Ghost Hunters isn't that bad. That was a really good one. Myrtle Plantation, that's someplace.
Where is the Myrtle Plantation?
Louisiana.
If I have to say the best TV episode of paranormal television was season 2, episode 2 of Haunted Collector, The Haunted Inn. The Hulbert House.
That's the best one.
I'm just a little partial to that one.
St. Augustine Lighthouse Ghost Hunters, that was a really good one, too.
You know what? That's why I actually liked Haunted Collector when it was on, not because of John Zaffis, but because they were actually showing things. The other ones weren't. They were doing something in Gettysburg. I forgot what house it was. And they actually showed that moving pixelating cloud. Like, people always say, how do you see these things moving? I always see a cloud. It looks like television static moving. And he caught that on TV, and I'm like, there it is. I'm vindicated. Finally, somebody has it.
That's what Bobby and I were talking about earlier. Because
These guys think I'm nuts. They're like, it's over here. It's over there. Like, what the hell are you looking at? I'm like, watch it. You can see it moving against the black background.
Yeah. I saw it a lot in
Jenny Wade. No, I think it was like a private residence, yeah.
Mark?
No, yeah, I think it was like literally somebody's house near the battlefield. I'll have to look it up. Although Farnsworth House is supposed to be good. So speaking of the Farnsworth House, the only tour I ever wanted to go on in Gettysburg, so when we went down June 1st, there we are. I go to the Farnsworth House. I'm so excited. I wanted to go on their morning theater tour. We're not running that today. Starts the eye twitch and the foul language and then throwing things. Then out loud I said, thank you. went home and cried. Someday.
I actually took that tour when I was like 14. I went down there with my family. We took the tour, the night tour. And we didn't expect anything to happen. My dad's like walking along. We're walking right along the creek. And as he stepped over a grate, he like stopped, looked down at his foot, and then kind of kept walking. So I like backed off and walked off going. I'm like, what was that about? Because I thought my pant leg got caught on the grate back there. But it didn't, so we just kept going. Well, about 5 steps later, the tour guide stopped, turned around, and proceeded to tell the story of how that creek wasn't like concrete like it was now, and how the guys would actually go into the creek and hide in there, and actually the time of the battle with a horrible rainstorm that actually flooded out that creek. So the guys were actually in the creek. Some of them were drowning when they were trying to climb out. The other ones would get to the top and they would actually stick their leg over the edge to pull up the other guys. When they were ready, they would tug on each other's pant legs. And she said that people had walked over the grates and felt like their pant legs were either getting tugged or got caught on the grate.
Thanks for kicking me in the nuts.
It was a great tour. You missed that out.
I'm sure I did. I'm glad I missed it. But we did end up going to the new microbrewery there. They had like 500 people sitting down eating hamburgers and drinking beer.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Well, thanks for kicking me in
the nuts. I won't lie, the turkey burger was pretty good. But it just shows how things... That is the last town in the world I would ever would assume would embrace the paranormal. Now, that is like the paranormal capital of... It's like 10 times more than what we've seen in Salem when we do Salem. It's literally every souvenir store. Get your ghost hunt tickets here. Get your ghost tour tickets here. Ghost t-shirts. The ghost army. This, that. Haunted Gettysburg. That's where Zaphis needs to drop his museum is in Gettysburg. Although it's probably a hell of a drive for him. But.
You know, one of the toughest places, colleges I ever came across to try to book a ghost hunter at was Gettysburg College.
Really?
Like, why am I going to pay this amount of money? There's so many people locally that'll come and do it for nothing or like $200.
That's true.
So I could do it for nothing?
You want?
I got to at least hold out for the buffet at Haas's. Haas's Steakhouse. Their buffet mod on. It's like Tree Ponderosa's. And just one whole bar is dessert. Like ice cream and cake. More like hot things that you put on the stuff to melt it.
Did Zaphis ever look at Salem to put his museum in?
No.
Huh?
I don't think they would want that there.
You
don't think so? To be honest. Look at how weird they are with just the convention we go to.
That's true.
By the way, if you're listening, hello, Michelle. So we got like a couple, 2-3 minutes left. Any last comments on Ghostbusters? The new song's horrible.
I agree. I don't like the new song.
No. Who sings a new song?
Same group, isn't it?
Mary
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy and...
That's it. Not Mary J. Blige. I always get those
two
mixed up.
Mary J.'s
Barge? Mary J.
Blige.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a little racist.
We got the official two.
That's all about it.
Official two?
2 minutes.
No.
Two minutes.
I'm going to do a rundown of the events one more time.
Go for it.
We got August 20th is going to be Rutgers, right? August 13th. Is going to be Knox in Bothersville. The Lamplight Tours every Friday, and our Erie Tours are coming up in the fall, right?
Yes, and we're working on Fort Bull again.
Fort Bull.
Again.
On the burner.
Fulton County Museum in October.
Fulton County.
And we're working with a lot of the libraries to hopefully bring the show to you.
That's right. I'm sure we'll have a lot more in October, right? Halloween.
We have October 4th. We have a presentation at the Waterville Library.
Waterville. Okay.
So.
SalemCon. Not SalemCon. ScareCon.
Nice.
End of September. So.
Yeah.
Something around there.
Lizzie Borden is going to pop off on September 9th and 10th. And the and Michelle and Tammy's event is this weekend at the historic Palmyra. Show them some love if you want to go to a village that's been whatever haunted. Palmyra is where it's at. Go to Salt City Paranormal.
Cool.
And on that note, I'm Peter Lemish.
Are you?
Sure. You said your name.
Lemish.
Lemish.
Oh, I'm Rich Nickman. Sorry.
Oh, I'm Larry O'Grady.
I'm Kevin Jordan.
I'm Nicole Beretta.
Bobby DeLucia.
Maeve.
Ma'am.
Hi.
Marvel rules!
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at ParanormalInvestigatorRadio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.